The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's the 176th meeting in history between the San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings. Tonight's game is at SAP Center at San Jose, and the Sharks are looking for their 18th victory of the year after a tough 4-2 decision that they took at the hands of the Seattle Kraken at the Tank on Monday. Over the course of the last five games, the Sharks are 1-3-1. They're looking for their fifth victory at home against the Pacific Division club to go along with the ones they had against Edmonton, Vancouver, Anaheim, and Seattle earlier this year. And their most recent game in Los Angeles was a successful one. On January 22nd, Kaapo Kähkönen made 44 saves and stopped two more in the shootout as Logan Couture had the game-deciding goal, and the Sharks beat the Kings in that shootout matchup in Los Angeles 4-3. Last night, the Kings were playing the Seattle Kraken at Crypto.com Arena, and L.A. got a hat trick from Trevor Moore, who picked up a 5-2 victory along with his teammates. And so the Kings now have a 39-25-11 record, 89 points, holder of the second wild card spot, ranked 8th in the Western Conference. Los Angeles is only 3 points behind Vegas in the battle for third place in the Pacific Division, and they're only 1 point behind Nashville in the wild card race. They only have a 5-point lead over St. Louis, the team that's currently on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. And so it's yet another big game for Los Angeles to try to get some extra cushion against some of their rivals in the Western Conference. All in all, the Kings always present a great challenge for San Jose. David Rittich will get the starting assignment in goal for Los Angeles against Mackenzie Blackwood. Blackwood has played 40 games this year for the Sharks. He's got a 10-22-3 record, and over the course of his last 11 games against the Pacific Division, he is 4-5 with one shutout and a 3.46 goals against average in 11 games played. Lifetime against the Kings, Blackwood has a 2-0-2 record and a 1.74 goals against average. And in fact, he has stopped 95% of the shots he's ever faced from LA Kings players. What's the challenge for the Sharks against LA tonight? Well, defenseman Henry Thrun gave us some ideas.
Yeah, they're obviously a good team. They're big. They slow it down a little bit. So for us, it's going to be sort of just managing the game and understanding, you know, through the neutral zone, we're not going to get a lot, and we got to make sure that when we're on the forecheck, we can try to make them turn over some pucks because they're sort of a half-court team. You know, they like to hem you in, and when we chip it in, they play a little bit slower coming out of their zone. So it's something that there's advantages to that, and obviously it helps them break the puck out, but as well, you know, we can kind of capitalize on some of the things that the downfall of playing that type of style.
Breaking Los Angeles' defensively oriented system, which certainly relies a lot on counterplays, is something that's on the mind of Thomas Bortolo.
Yeah, we just got to stay on top of him, play five connected, be quick on pucks, be quick on closing on him, and try to recover as many pucks as we can, and then just play forward and play with our speed and, you know, how we play to our strengths, really. And, yeah, just kind of getting that grit in our game that, you know, we usually finish the games with, but now to start it off like that right away too.
The Sharks definitely want to be better in the area of puck management. They felt that they didn't get off to a great start against Seattle, and that was a big reason why they were fighting the game, even though they came through in the rest of the contest to try to get things even. Yet David Quinn says you have to be on your game, and you have to know exactly what to do from the start. And so there wasn't much he could say to his players, even while the game was going on, to change things.
They know. They know, you know, and they could feel it. They knew, and I give them credit. We did a much better job managing it the rest of the game, so it gave us a chance to climb back into the game. But let's not have to climb back into it for those reasons. If the other team does great things and, you know, takes it from you and earns it, okay, that's going to happen. But let's make them earn everything they get.
The Sharks made some news today by signing forward Colin Graf from the Quinnipiac University Bobcats team. Quinnipiac made it all the way to the NCAA playoffs this year, and they won the NCAA championship last season while Graf was playing on the team. He's a 20-goal scorer in NCAA action this season, and out of all the players on the Sharks roster, Henry Thrun probably knows him the best since he played against him while he was at Harvard last season.
He's a good player. He's a really good player. I think someone that really came onto the scene probably when he got to college. You know, he's a righty. He's a playmaker and someone that can finish too. So I think he's gonna be a really good addition. You know, he's a guy that I feel like he can play kind of throughout the lineup, which is important. I think he's got skill to play in the top six, but if you need him to kind of hunker down and be more liable, I think he can play in the middle six too. So he's someone that I think he's a good player. He's a good kid. He's really smart. So at the end of the day, I think that he's got all the tools, and I'm excited to see him play some pro.
Coming directly to the National Hockey League from college is a big adjustment. The first thing that Thomas Bordalo says is that your relationship with the game can change because you're playing for a living instead of just for fun.
For sure, there's a lot more expectations, like every day. Like if you take it for granted one day, it can all be taken away from it. So it's a lot different, a lot more pressure. In college, you're there. You can't move. You can't, obviously you can get scratched, you can get benched, but, you're still there and, you're still part of a team and, you're dedicating yourself to that team and they are to you too. And here it's more of a business. You got to produce. You got to be ready to perform every night. And, it's definitely a big transition for sure.
Graf should arrive in San Jose sometime today, but he won't be playing tonight for the Sharks against the Kings. However, there's a great expectation as to what he can provide this team at the NHL level. Head coach David Quinn talked about what you can expect from a college player who's part of such a good program.
Well, there's an awful lot to college hockey. It's not only what you see on the ice. There's an element of growth. You get young players that get to that level where they're playing against sometimes guys that are 6 years older than them. There's life away from the rink. You're going to manage your life away from the rink. There's an accountability factor every single day in practice. There's off-ice training. There's a lot of things that transfer to help you here. So, it's an all-encompassing experience when you go to college. And this is an all-encompassing experience here. You can have all the talent in the world, but there's so many things that have prevented careers from being what they should be that have nothing to do with talent. So I think that's one of the things that college offers players, the other aspects of what hockey demands when you get to this level.
What does Graf need to get off to a good start? David Quinn's got some ideas on that.
Just be himself. I think when players come here and try to be someone they're not, that's when they get in trouble. Do the things that put him in a position to be here. He has some familiarity with some of our players, so that'll make it a little bit easier for him. He's obviously got a little bit of familiarity with our staff, so that'll help him a little bit. But just be who you are. Don't come here and try to be something you're not. And, it's easier said than done. You get to the National Hockey League level and you've been chasing this dream your whole life and all of a sudden you get here and I'm sure it's going to be a nerve-wracking experience. And it's his first time away from home. That's a factor too. I don't care how old you are. Saying you're going to move and moving are two different things. So, so there's challenges to it, but this guy's a hockey player.
When your college season ends and you go directly to the NHL, you experience something that few players actually do. Thomas Bordalo definitely understands Graf's process that he's about to undergo.
Yeah, I think when everything happens, you're just trying to soak it in. You're like trying to make a good first impression. There's so many things going through your head. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a weird transition. You go from being with all your college buddies and being with them 24/7 to being in a hotel room and just going for practices and games and, going back to that hotel room after and everything. So, no, it's for sure a big transition, but no, I mean, he's just got to soak it in and, enjoy that, he's making his first steps in the NHL and, it only happens once, right? Like having your first couple games and having that first experience and that first feeling. So, you just got to soak it in.
Henry Thrun's been through this too. Does he have any advice for Graf?
Have fun. I mean, honestly, I don't know where he's reporting to, but at the end of the day, playing your first pro games is pretty special. So I just say have fun and try to enjoy it, because at the end of the day, it's, you go out there and you work as hard as you can, and you sort of just do everything you can to help the team win. But I think most importantly is have fun.
With the Kings a playoff team and the Sharks on the outside looking in, does any of David Quinn's messaging change for tonight's contest?
Not really. We've had challenges here for a while since the season played out the way it did, and our guys have done a really good job of it. And know, we've talked about being ready at the drop of the puck tonight. You know, we've kind of flipped the script a little bit here, as I've touched on, where we were struggling for third periods and playing really well for the first two, and now it's been a struggle to get off to a good start and playing well in the second and third. So that doesn't really add up to winning hockey, but we've given ourselves chances by playing two periods. So let's finish the job and be ready to play three.
Run at 7 o'clock. See you then.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.